to When You Are FM. Good times, great music and great food, because Gavin Foreman has just come in with this beautiful dessert for me. Gavin, can you please tell us what it is?
No, you've got to say it. You were practicing.
Oh, all right. Cranachan.
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 Okay.
Hang on, let's spell it. C-R-A-N-A-C-H-A-N.
It's a Gaelic word.
Cranachan.
Yeah.
So you got the right accent for it.
I do.
You do.
So, yeah, I'm putting together a whiskey degustation, which we're matching whiskies to old Celtic food.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very old Celtic dessert from Scotland.
Oh, it's nice.
Which is raspberries cooked down with a little bit of honey and a little bit of whiskey, toasted oats, whipped cream, and that's it.
It is very yummy.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
So you got to get the they have to eat what they had around, so it's... Mm. Berries and oats. So on the same dinner, we're doing a blackberry and sage sorbet, a wild boar and hazelnut stew, and venison with Gaelic cream, which is mushrooms, cream, and, oh, why has that eluded me? I can't remember the whiskey. Whiskey's the other ingredient. Of course it is.
How much whiskey?
In just a little bit of whiskey in each thing, just to give it a bit of balance. So the whiskey in that's to balance out the honey. You've got raspberries can be tart. A little bit of honey makes it sweet. A little bit of whiskey gives it a depth of flavour. Toasted oats gives it some texture. So with the whipped cream, then you put the whipped cream in the bottom, toasted oats, raspberries, whipped cream, toasted oats, raspberries, whipped cream, toasted oats.
Mm.
So it's that one's Scottish. The boar is from Gaul, which is part of France, from 65 BC. And yeah, they're very old and very ancient dishes. The Scottish one's been really interesting to look into, the Scottish food, because they're do you know what their national animal is?
Their national animal?
Of Scotland.
It's not a deer, is it?
No, it's not. Their national dog is a deer hound.
Right.
But their symbol of animal is the unicorn.
Really?
Yeah, it's the national animal of Scotland is a unicorn.
And you can't cook that?
No. Well, somebody did once and that was the last one. What's that joke? Noah finished on the ark and the last thing he said was, roast unicorn is delicious.
Well, this is absolutely delicious. I'm just trying to scoff it down so you can have your cup back.
Yeah. It's not overly heavy.
No, it's lovely. It's nice
almost
and creamy.
It's almost like a trifle without the sponge.
It's better than a trifle, and I don't like trifles, so you did well.
I did okay?
Yeah, I think the sponge in trifles just, I don't know, it's too cakey.
You just got to soak enough sherry in it.
Yeah, maybe that's it too, because it's too alcoholy.
Yeah?
But this is just right.
You like that one?
I really do. Mark's missed out.
That's why you got it, because I knew he wasn't going to be here.
Yeah, that's it. You got to give him the stuff that,
I tried to get him last time with smoked cod, but it poached in milk, but he loved it.
Oh, he did?
I was like, wow, that's different.
Yeah, he's surprising sometimes.
Mm. We had this whole discussion about how fish isn't seafood.
What?
No. Things with shells are seafood. Fish are fish.
That's what he said?
That's his words.
Oh, yeah, he's got weird things, weird concepts.
But yes, this night is five-course degustation, all matched with there's a distillery on the Central Coast that do their own whiskies. And they've won in loads of international awards, so we're partnering with them, and we've put together the whole night.
Fantastic.
Five courses, five whiskies.
Wow, all right.
Hotel's already booked out.
Darn it. Well, maybe Mark will get another taster next week.
Yes. Maybe. I'll have
maybe.
To see, think of fish that's not shellfish, that's
or just get him
seafood.
Bring him something Scottish, like haggis.
We did discuss haggis last time.
I don't think he'd eat it.
I don't think he would either.
I don't think I'd eat it, actually.
I don't think you could. Sheep's stomach stuffed with vegetables and barley?
No, I don't think so. I did your brains, your lamb's brains, but
you did?
I think I'd draw the line at the sheep's stomach.
What about tripe?
Oh, it sounds disgusting, but I've never had it, so.
Tripe is bleached cow's stomach.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Cut it up and it looks like fettuccine.
I thought it was a fish. No.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of trout.
No. Long way from trout.
Yeah, no, I don't think I want trife either. So, no. Yeah, that's not like a a challenge for you.
Okay.
The next time. No, I do not want it.
You like that one, though.
I did. Sweet treats are always a winner with me.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Well, we'll have all that information will be up on our website. And Gavin Foreman, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.